Bridging from a bad business model to a better one is one of the most difficult transitions a company can face. The challenge is not simply identifying a superior model, but surviving the journey from what exists today to what could exist tomorrow. This gap, the space between the old and the new, is often where promising companies fail. The irony is that the better model frequently demands more time, more capital, and more patience than the flawed one it seeks to replace. A weak business model may still generate cash in the short term. That cash can create the illusion of stability, even as margins shrink, growth stalls, or competition intensifies. Moving away from it means giving up known revenue for uncertain future returns. The improved model may require upfront investment in infrastructure, talent, or technology before it produces meaningful results. During this transition, companies often must operate both models simultaneously, draining resources and focus. Leaders are forced to fund tomorrow while keeping today alive. Risk compounds the difficulty. New models often lack proven results, especially when they break from industry norms. Internally, teams may resist change, preferring the familiarity of existing processes even if they are inefficient. Externally, investors and partners may question the pivot, particularly when the short-term performance declines. The market rarely rewards long-term vision immediately, and the pressure to show results can push companies back toward the comfort of the old model. History offers clear examples of how daunting this bridge can be. Walt Disney built his early success on animated shorts shown in theaters. They were popular, relatively inexpensive, and well understood. Transitioning to a full-length animated film required a massive leap of faith. Snow White demanded years of work, unprecedented production costs, and new storytelling techniques. Many believed it would fail, calling it Disney's folly. Had Snow White failed, the company might not have survived. Yet the risk paid off, creating an entirely new category of entertainment and redefining Disney's future. Amazon faced a similar challenge. As an online bookseller, it had a clear, functional model. But books alone could not support the scale Jeff Bezos envisioned. Expanding into Prime required massive investment in logistics, warehouses, and content, long before profitability was guaranteed. Even more radical was Amazon Web Services, which emerged from internal infrastructure needs rather than market demand. AWS required years of investment with no certainty that other companies would trust Amazon with their data. In both cases, Amazon endured skepticism, losses, and complexity before the new models proved their value. Netflix provides another powerful example of this transition. Its original DVD by mail business was highly successful and profitable, built on physical inventory, postal logistics, and subscription fees. Yet Netflix recognized that this model would eventually be limited by shipping costs and consumer expectations for instant access. Moving to streaming required abandoning a model that still worked. The company had to invest heavily in bandwidth, licensing agreements, and technology while streaming adoption was still uncertain. For years, Netflix ran both businesses in parallel, absorbing criticism and confusion from customers and investors alike. The pivot was risky, expensive, and unpopular at times, but it positioned Netflix to dominate a new era of entertainment. What makes these transitions so difficult is the asymmetry between cost and reward. The costs of change are immediate and visible. The benefits are delayed and hypothetical. Leaders must make decisions with incomplete information, trusting a strategic direction rather than concrete evidence. This demands conviction, patience, and a tolerance for ambiguity that many organizations lack. Bridging from a bad business model to a better one is less about brilliance and more about endurance. The companies that succeed are those willing to absorb short-term pain for long-term advantage, manage risk without eliminating it, and commit fully before results are obvious. The bridge is narrow, unstable, and expensive, but on the other side lies the possibility of transformation.